Oh, the heart. Written by Waring Taring and recorded by Tipsy Kitty. Fandom, Jennifer's Body. Summary. Needy never, not once, claimed the love shared between them was healthy. Needy didn't know what it said about her as a person, but she knew she didn't stop loving Jennifer after realizing her best friend had been demon-possessed and started practicing cannibalism. Her love changed, but it never disappeared. It ran deeper somehow, as if to match the impossibility of what was happening between them, as if it would be able to reach out and bring Jennifer back from whatever hell she found herself in. Needy didn't really try to save her, though, because she knew Jennifer didn't want to be saved. Needy stayed by her side and loved her. They stopped looking for answers after a while and started looking for... Needy didn't want to say victims, but it was better than calling them food. Jennifer needed to maintain a particular diet to keep herself alive, and it turned out that Needy needed Jennifer to feel alive, so it worked in their favor and for the best. Needy never, not once, claimed the love shared between them was healthy. It was not something she could do after helping Jennifer lure boys into dark alleys so she could rip them apart. But one thing Needy knew, it would always last. "You'll stay with me forever, right?" Jennifer asked one night when they were in bed together, her lips brushing the curve of Needy's shoulder. "Yes," Needy whispered back. "A wish. A lie." They both knew Needy would slip through Jennifer's fingers by virtue of time. Jennifer was made possessed and immortal, and, as much as they loved each other, Needy was the one cursed by her humanity. "You liar," Jennifer said, and bit Needy's shoulder. Needy hissed and pushed Jennifer away, letting herself be tugged until she was on top of Jennifer. She didn't pull away when Jennifer kissed her. The end.